All About Politics. I'm Bob Kerr. With me today, Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico. What about the politics of scandal, Charlie? The investigation now flowing from the picture of the General Services Administration executive holding a champagne glass in a Las Vegas hotel hot tub, and another scandal involving members of the Secret Service and the U.S. military personnel in Colombia. Can these be used somehow effectively in the presidential and congressional campaign? Do you think it's likely?
Well, you never really know what scandal is going to get traction and what's going to garner the headlines or what voters are going to focus on. But there is a danger to the talk of these scandals, whether they're actually attached to the administration, as in the case of the GSA scandal and the Las Vegas conferences, or whether it's sort of attached to the Secret Service, which you might argue is not something that the White House was directly involved in. The problem, though, is that they underscore a very powerful theme that Republicans are going to try to use this fall, and that has to do with whether this is an administration that's ready to govern, whether it's over its head or whether it has managerial competence. And that's really the heart of what Republicans will argue, because they're going to use as a contrast Mitt Romney's business record, which is as a successful executive. And so to the extent that the scandals implicate the competence issue, they could be a problem.
Talk to me for a moment about Mitt Romney's tax returns. I saw where conservative columnist Mark Thiessen wrote in the Washington Post on Friday, even Republicans, he says, are starting to ask what could possibly be in his tax returns that is worse than creating the impression he has something to hide. What about this?
Well, the Romney campaign has always struggled to calibrate their answer to the tax return issue. But having said that, there are two schools of thought. One school of thought is that there are some time bombs in there that could hurt him. The Romney campaign argument is one that makes a lot of sense and is probably true to a large extent, which is that the more they release, the more ammunition they're going to give their enemies. And the more tax returns that are out there, that's more opposition research that can be done on his record, that's more ads that can be cut about him, because no matter what's in there, whether it is damning or not, that's going to show up in an ad, and that's going to be used against him to paint the portrait of a very wealthy, out-of-touch executive.
Let me ask you about Ted Nugent, known for his hard rock music in the 60s and 70s, known more for his political rhetoric, I guess, these days. Ted Nugent caused quite a stir recently, describing the Obama administration as vile, evil, and America-hating, to which Mitt Romney's spokesman responded with a call against divisive language. Nugent and endorsed Romney. So did Romney miss an opportunity here to more forcefully distance himself from what Ted Nugent said?
In the end, people aren't going to hold the nominee for president responsible for what an aging rocker said, I don't think.
Nobody may hold Mitt Romney responsible, but what about Romney himself being asked to react to what he said?
Well, I think a smart campaign understands that you can't respond to everything, and that the more you respond to a burgeoning crisis or to a flap, the more oxygen you give it. So I think in this case, the response and the correct response probably for a campaign is to just not respond at all and not fan the flames of controversy any further.